Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure as always. Have a great visit with our good friend Richard Hooker. We're rebooting your business. And we're talking about different things, different ways to get your business re-energized and heading in the right direction. And Richard is the author of, the co-author of Shoestring Venture, the Startup Bible. And if your business is not going, if it's not performing as well as you think it should, you know, that's something I've been talking about now for a long time, is about performance. What, not whether you're in business or not, but whether your business is performing, whether your team, your employees are performing, whether its owner is performing. Richard, I used to have a mentor who told me he worshipped at the throne of results.
That's right.
In the marketplace, and he says, He said, I have my faith life, but when I come to this office, I worship at the throne of results. And
that's right.
And anything else is an excuse.
And we're actually going to talk about that. But that's that a lot of businesses that are not doing well are not doing well because they are doing, they are not performing.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say to people, you know, I am a consultant. I work with a lot of businesses, small to Fortune 500 companies. I cannot tell you how many times I have heard, we need a website.
Mm-hmm.
For what? To market. And what kind of numbers do you want to get out of this? How are you going to measure the success of this?
Mm-hmm.
That performance is a big part, and I'll talk about that in terms of organizing your business.
Well, how do we,
as far as rebooting is concerned, the rebooting a pizza parlor out in the middle of nowhere is very different from rebooting a consulting company or rebooting a web services company. But the structure that you can go through is the same for both. It involves planning, organization, and controls. That's what you do at the beginning of a business, and that's what you do when you reboot a business. The planning part, the most valuable tool that I have found in turning around companies, is called an issue tree. And if you had money to burn and you wanted to bring in McKinsey or Bain, which was Mitt Romney's old stomping grounds, to come into your business, your pizza parlor, to turn it around at the $800 an hour that they charge, the first thing they'll do is an issue tree, which is where you sit down and you catalog every single business issue that you have to plan for,
mm-hmm.
every single question you need to answer. And you're going to find within that issue tree your business killers. You're going to find in that issue tree the things that have put your business on the table. Now, this is an absolute requirement for successfully rebooting your business, is finding out what all the issues are. You're an entrepreneur, or you're a boss, or you're an employee. You don't have time. You're focused on only the things in front of your face, whereas it's what's behind your back that is stabbing you.
Well, now, one of the things that I have talked about it a lot in the past over the years is doing the same kind of thing. I didn't call it an issue tree. I just said identify all of the things that you do in your business. And my purpose for that was to talk about what could be outsourced.
Yes.
Because I suspect that when they do that issue tree you're talking about, the business killers that they're going to find are the things that they're doing that they probably don't know how to do, that somebody else should be doing, and that they should be outsourcing. I bet it'll be a similar result. What do you think?
Well, You have taken the words right out of my mouth, because that is the number two thing that you do, and I call that organizing your business.
Mm-hmm.
And when people talk about organization charts, they usually mean a multi-person business. When I talk organization chart, I talk about the business's functions. that you have to organize the business's functions. Even if it's only you in the business, mm-hmm. somebody has to do all the roles in the business.
Right.
So you need to define all the roles in the business. That's what an organization chart does. And then you need to identify in that organization chart or in that function chart of the business, which is what you're talking about, the things that must be done.
And that's the question.
That must be done to
that's
succeed.
The question I asked, though, in this outsourcing perspective that I'm talking about, is must this be done in house?
Mm-hmm. And there's another question.
Go ahead.
No, there's another question to add to that. Must this be done in house? But also, and this is a very important question: would you hire yourself to do it?
Mm-hmm.
And if your answer is no, then you very seriously need to consider outsourcing.
You probably just found a business killer, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right. Imagine walking into an interview and saying, so you're applying to our bookkeeper position. How much bookkeeping have you done?
None? Exactly. Exactly.
Well, how much experience? I have no experience. I don't like doing it. You're not going to get the job.
Mm-hmm.
So would you hire somebody like that? Why would you hire yourself?
Mm-hmm.
If that's how you would interview for the job. But that's a very important question.
But folks, these are all ways of looking at your business and looking at it with new fresh eyes, with the jaundiced eye, with a non-ego eye, meaning, okay, I'd rather have more ego about being successful than having ego about a failed approach to business. You know, my ego likes success, Charles. Richard, I don't know about you, but my ego likes success, not failure. So that's why I'm gonna be thinking about this rebooting thing. We're gonna take a quick break. The book is called Shoestring Venture: The Startup Bible. Co-authors Richard Hooker and Steve Modus. And it's 10 till. We're gonna be right back. More to come with our good buddy Richard Hooker. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.